Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and drydown data, is at AgriGold.com.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. The Commerce Department today says that consumer spending advanced modestly in June. A key measure of inflation, meanwhile, fell to a 1.6% gain on the year and remained below the Federal Reserve's 2% long-run target for the 26th straight month. Personal spending, which measures what Americans pay for everything, from groceries to electricity, rose a seasonally adjusted 0.4% in June. The Obama administration is attempting to cut down on thousands of foodborne illnesses linked to chicken and turkey each year with an overhaul of poultry plant inspection rules that are more than 50 years old. Final rules announced Thursday would reduce the number of government poultry inspectors. Those who remain will focus more on food safety than on quality, requiring them to pull more birds off the line for closer inspections and encouraging more testing for pathogens. More inspectors would check facilities to make sure they are clean. Burger King Worldwide today reported net income that climbed by 19% in its second quarter. Burger King said profit increased to $75.1 million, or 21 cents per share, from $62.9 million, or 18 cents per share in the same quarter a year ago. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading 16,541. It's down 22 points. The NASDAQ 4376 is up almost 7. And the S&P 500 is 1931. And it is up about 0.5 point. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Weather conditions across the Midwest are expected to continue to be quite favorable as we move through this next full week, with an opportunity for showers and thunderstorms to occur in just about all of the production region at one time or another. The temperatures will also be mostly in a seasonable range with a slight cooler bias, but for the most part, the environment will be quite favorable for a good mix of weather and for crop development to occur as aggressively as possible. Certainly a little bit warmer temperatures, a little more sunshine might be better for a few crop areas, but I think for the most part this is a very good scenario that's playing out. The first opportunity for rainfall across our region is probably going to hold off for a little while. We'll end up seeing at least a chance for some shower activity to occur randomly across portions of the region as we go through this first couple of days of the outlook. There's no really well-organized precipitation event suggested for the region. We are expecting to see the majority of the sporadic showers to occur across some of the central and eastern portions of the Midwest, but these will pop up in the afternoon or actually at just about any time during the day today, and they will have a very minor impact on the region. A few hundredths of an inch upwards to a couple tenths of an inch of moisture is about all that can be expected. The precipitation will occur not only today, but probably tomorrow as well, and it all occurs underneath this trough of low pressure that continues over a big part of the Midwest. And the temperatures are going to continue to be somewhat cool, or at least somewhat milder than usual today and perhaps tomorrow because of these showers. High temperatures will be mostly upper 70s and lower to a few middle 80s across the region. And we'll expect to see the low temperatures at night to slip back into mostly the 50s and some 60s across the region. I doubt seriously that we'll run into much more cooler air than that. In fact, we'll probably see a little bit of a warm-up take place as we move into the weekend and the early part of next week, with the lows falling back into mostly 60s across a big part of the region. The afternoon highs from Friday all the way into the first part of next week will probably run 80s and some lower 90s in the southwestern part of the Corn Belt, while everybody else will be mostly 80s with a handful of upper 70s possible in the north. The forecast precipitation will change a little bit as we move out in time. We'll expect to see the precipitation increasing with a cool front that's expected to slip through the northwestern part of the Corn Belt as we get to the end of the weekend and the first part of next week. This frontal boundary does not promise to be very well organized on its rainfall potential, but we will see some showers from the Dakotas into parts of Michigan at least Sunday and Monday. A low pressure center will form on the tail end of this particular front, and as it does, it will move eastward across the northern Midwest, enhancing rainfall for quite a few areas. The majority of the significant precipitation will initially occur in the eastern parts of the Dakotas and Minnesota as we go into Monday and Tuesday of next week, and then it will work its way eastward across the Great Lakes region so that by the time we get to the middle part of next week, it'll be raining aggressively in parts of Michigan and Wisconsin. There will be a frontal boundary that will trail to the southwest of this low-pressure system, and as it trails that way, we'll likely see some showers and thunderstorms coming with it. Most of that precipitation in the southwestern Corn Belt is still expected to be light, a few hundredths of an inch to five-tenths of an inch is about all that can be expected, at least through about Thursday of next week. After that, there will be a disturbance that will possibly come across the southern and eastern portions of the Midwest late next week into the following weekend that could generate some greater rainfall and bring greater amounts of relief to some of the drier areas. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter September wheat, 637 and 3 quarters, up 12. December, 650 and a quarter, up 11 and a quarter, now 11 and a half. Soft September wheat, 539 and 3 quarters, up 9 and a half. December, 558 and 3 quarters, up 8 and a half. September corn, 355, down 2. December, 364 and 3 quarters, down 2 and a quarter. July, 393, down 2 and a quarter. August soybeans, 1219, down 5 and a half. September, 1085 and a quarter, down 14 and a half. November, 1068, down 14. August soybean meal, 387.50, down 380. August soybean oil, 35.80, down 31. August live cattle, 157.10, down 82 and a half. August feeders, 220, down 67 and a half. August lean hogs, 118.25, and they are up 22 and one half. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, I'm sure those who are hoping for some pop in the corn market are not happy that it made new lows for the move of the contract on a Friday this morning.
Yeah, no, it's and I think that we can point to maybe a little bit of increased chances for some rain here overnight forecast. And this kind of probably the first weekend that people are going to be watching the weather maybe a little bit closer and see if we get some of these rains across the belt that are supposed to come across here. A lot of talk, a lot of either local, you know, crop estimates as well as national ones. Our clearing company came out this morning, and Lynn Group, and came out with their estimates and came out with about a 14.5 billion bushel crop. And it's not hard to find those kind of numbers out there amongst the trade. And I think that's just really kind of keeping a lid on things. A real important number, of course, is on the report next week and what the USDA says. And I guess I have to lean towards a fairly big number because, I mean, it's August report typically is an ear count type thing. And I think the ear numbers are out there probably.
Will there be people in the trade who say if next week's rain verifies the 5th through the 12th rain, And by all accounts, everyone is supposed to get some if it verifies that the corn crop will be made.
Yeah, I think there's some already saying that, basically. But, yeah, I think, and probably rightfully so. I mean, I think if you get some good moisture across the belt, there's some areas. I know we have a conference call that we cover, you know, the western part of the belt as well, and they were expressing yesterday that, you know, there's some dryness coming in, some of the top ends coming off this thing. They need some showers. So I think that's, you know, if they can get some rain here over the next 7 days, I think that will make a big difference, at least towards going to get this crop made.
All right. Thank you much, Bill.
Yep.
Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois, current tick in the marketplace. September corn, 354 and three quarters, down 2 1/4. December, 364 and a quarter, down 2 3/4. August soybeans are 1217 and three quarters, down 6 3/4. November is 1066 and a half, down 15 and a half. August soybean meal is 387.10, down 420. And August soybean oil is 35.76, down 35. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 901 Central Time.